two, three, or four bolts in a row in the big house, I think I call it, huh? Where the breeze then could circulate through.
Uh-huh. Did you ever have a fake egg that you might put under a setting hen in order to make her think she was sitting on an egg when you'd really taken them all away?
Oh, yeah.
What did you call that?
Well, you could buy nest eggs, and you could buy them in the grocery stores.
Uh-huh.
And they were made of clay, I think, so that when these egg snakes came along to eat eggs or chickens or any kind of nests, some turkey nests or geese or ducks, if they ever ate one of these clay eggs, then of course they would die of them. They couldn't digest them.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Did they really eat them sometimes?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
They just swallow them whole, huh?
Well, yeah, we would then have to watch where that snake may have crawled to and died, and then eventually you could find that egg there and bring it back again and use it over again. Or you could use doorknob, you know, these white doorknobs.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. If you had any of those where the old door handles were broken, you could use those doorknobs and put them in the chicken nests, and the snakes would eat them too and die.
Yuck. What were those doorknobs made out of?
It was a kind of a white material, almost like porcelain.
Uh-huh.
I think we still have some of our wash houses there.
Uh-huh.
I have to go and see them every while.
Okay. What would you use to carry water in?
We had water pails, chiefly galvanized tin pails, and also plain tin pails.
Mm-hmm.
The plain tin weren't as heavy as the galvanized, so if you had to carry your water quite a distance, it was more convenient to use the lighter weight pails. But for cooling, drinking water on the porch or under the, out on the porch or under the shade tree, we use wooden buckets.
Oh, uh-huh.
Like those that hung, like the wooden bucket that hung on the, out on the well.
Uh-huh.
Of course, by the time you well diggers came along, and you had the good fortune to have a place near your house where you could dig and find well water, then you would have that well built up with stone walls built in the well. And then above ground have a wooden well house over there with a well wheel and a chain.